ready?
I don't think it's at all outrageous to label this the closing herd around the world. The news broke last Friday as we record this podcast that Paula Deen had announced the closure of the Lady & Sons, her flagship restaurant, in the heart of downtown Savannah, Georgia. There was no last call announcement. There was no come and get it. There was no, you've got this weekend to enjoy if you haven't in a while. There was none of that. It was, we closed yesterday and we're done. Blessed you have served. Thank you so much. And we're out. Which left a lot of people unsatisfied. In many different regards. I heard the news while I was driving back to Savannah from Virginia. And so I didn't have the opportunity to immediately react. But I did see in subsequent days the reaction on social media, which, you know, there's always going to be a reaction on social media to kind of take the temperature of how Savannah was feeling about this. Come to find out in those first couple of days, not that I didn't know, but you kind of get reminded of how big a name Paula Deen is/was. The story made headlines across the country. I mean, CBS News, the biggest places for headlines. Paula closes Savannah restaurant. Paula closes Savannah restaurant. Paula closes Savannah restaurant. And when you go to Google and you'd see everybody picked up the story, it was wild. I don't know why I was surprised by that. I shouldn't have been, but I was a little bit. I guess because I live here in Savannah, it was kind of okay. Well, Lady & Sons closed, but you start thinking it through when you understand that the Lady & Sons ended up legendary, capital L, 36-year run in downtown Savannah, which is a very big deal, obviously, for a million reasons. But still, I took some time to write about it at edidn'tlikeit.com and express, you know, my connection, personal stories to this wonderful restaurant and everything it meant to me and my family, because it did. And I know it did for so many other people, not only those of us who live here in Savannah, but elsewhere. It was a big deal. A lot of people were upset. And I chuckled because a lot of the people who were upset probably hadn't been there in 5 to 7 years or more. That always happens here in Savannah. I'm sure it happens everywhere. But as I witnessed the food scene here in Savannah, when a big popular restaurant has announced their closure over the years, no, everybody goes crazy. No, you can't. I had my first date there. I went there when I used to work and blah, blah, blah. And I, okay, well, tell me when was the last time you've been there? Oh, you know, I'm married with kids now. It's probably been 17 years. Okay, well, if everybody who used to go there hasn't been there in 17 years, well, then I'm guessing their business is lacking and they needed to close for one reason or another. But sometimes it isn't always a lack of business. That's a story for another day. But the reaction, as you might expect for a restaurant as popular as the Lady & Sons was, you know, resonated throughout the community for the sentimental part of it. And the second level of that, the employees who weren't given any advance warning, they were just told we're done. They found out on social media like everybody else did. Got a few things that I have learned about that situation, which I'll share in a minute, but the news obviously shook everybody. Everybody that eats that kind of food, Southern comfort food, had a story to share. If you've lived in Savannah, you've been there, or you hadn't been there, or you heard about it. It used to be, you know, in this town for a very long time, people would come here and they'd ask you, if they knew you were a local, they'd ask you, hey, we're going to Paula's one night, where else should we go? It was that kind of power. I think the term I used when I wrote about it was it dominated the culinary landscape, capital D. It really did. And anybody who has lived here for any length of time will tell you it did. For all of the modern bougie, as they say, food that Savannah has now come to offer, you know, back in the turn of the century, 99 to 2010 or more, you know, because it was a hell of a run at its peak. The Lady and Sons dominated food in this town. The two biggest draws around the turn of the century. Anybody who has lived here will tell you, tourist-wise, the biggest draws by far were the book, The Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, that came out in 1994, the movie in 1997, and then in 1999, USA Today named The Lady and Sons their meal of the year. So you add that up. Everybody was coming to Savannah for the book. They were eating a Lady and Sons. She gets discovered. She becomes a national brand. And for many years, those are the two powerhouses drawing people to Savannah. That went on, like I said, for a long time. 2020 is when I think it all kind of flipped. And again, I've written about it at eatinglikeit.com. I went to Lady and Sons twice post-pandemic. It had been closed for however long they were closed. But during the closure, like so many other places, they got rid of their buffet. The buffet was legendary. I remember when the buffet was $9, I think, $9.99. And you'd go and you'd eat the best fried chicken I had ever had in my life. My mom used to go and eat the collard greens, and there was all kinds of things on that buffet. And it was all homemade. It was all made from scratch, and it was all fantastic. Well, when the closure came for COVID in 2020, the buffet went away. The buffets went away in a lot of different places. So it wasn't just a Lady and Sons thing. Buffets, because of obvious reasons at the time, buffets went away. Well, when we came back, when they reopened after COVID, I went. We used to celebrate my mom's birthday there. I went, and we had been told it was going to be family style still. The pricing had changed and things were different, but it was still eat as much as you'd like. They'd just bring it to your table. Well, when we went the first time, I think there were two of us. And I forgive me, it was 5 years ago, 4 years ago now, whatever. But it was two of us, and they brought, I think, three pieces of fried chicken. Well, sorry, but I'm eating three pieces of fried chicken by myself. And I prefer white meat, thanks. That was the way it was at Lady and Sons. And so when they brought us three pieces of fried chicken that first time, I said, okay, we're going to need more of this. And okay, so we ate them, and we ate the sides or whatever, which were good, It was good, not as good, but it was good. And then we asked for some more chicken, and it took forever. It took forever to get that chicken. And so I thought, okay, things are clearly different around here, but whatever. I have never made a point in the 15 years that I have been a food journalist of running to a keyboard and saying, they took too long, and no, I don't blow anybody up. No Karen's here. I just don't play that. My experience was less than optimal, but it was what it was. And so the next time I went, my daughter was visiting from college, and I wanted her to experience what I had experienced. And we went back, and the same thing happened. They put down two pieces of fried chicken in front of us, and I immediately, when they put it down, asked for more, said, hey, we're going to need some more fried chicken. Okay. 20 minutes later, we still didn't have it. And I thought, man, this place is different. Not to mention, it just didn't taste as good as it used to. It was different. It was heartbreakingly different because I loved that place, but it was what it was. And so we never went back. This was probably 21. Yeah, probably 2021, because my daughter went off to college in 2020. So this was easily summer of 2021, maybe later. But we never went back. And it occurred to me after that second visit that, somebody else is in charge here. Somebody else is making the call here on how much they spend on food and how they treat their food and how this business model is being run now, because it very, very obviously isn't the way it was before. Clearly, I wasn't alone in that regard, because you'd see, I'd drive by and see there were people eating there, and Paula still draws, and of course she does, but it wasn't the same, Anybody will tell you they remember the days when there was a line outside and that somebody would come out and ring the bell. And that means the line was going to move and they were letting people in. And it was just a party on the corner of Congress and Whitaker back in the day. It was something special. It really was. But, all good things come to an end. And there might be some emotional attachment to what it was, but I just told you, my daughter's first meal there was there. It was my mom's favorite restaurant. I have significant memories there, but when the restaurant closes, well, then somebody made the decision that it probably wasn't profitable as much as it needed to be anymore. It's a three-story restaurant. So it closed. That's kind of the way it goes. It wasn't going to last forever. Some people struggled with that news, but it is what it is. I also wrote in the piece that all the employees found out at the same time that everybody else did on a post on social media. Well, in the days since they have closed, I can tell you, I put out a lot of feelers trying to track down an employee to talk to them, to find out exactly what happened, because I hate reporting numbers. But sometimes it's all you've got, and you got to qualify and say, hey, if this is true, this is what I was told. But you hate reporting stuff because it might not be true. And you know, the responsible journalist just won't report it. But it's a story, and so you get caught in that, well, do I share? Yeah, you share, but you qualify. It may not be. So I put out a feeler to a lot of people that I know that could put me in touch with former employees. And the same sentiment I kept getting back down the pike was, you're probably not going to be able to talk to anybody, because most of upper management, at any rate, had signed non-disclosure agreements, otherwise known as NDAs. They're not allowed to talk about it post-employment. And you're probably not going to get anyone to talk to you about that. So you start thinking about it, start putting two and two together, getting 22, and you realize that, yes, there are some people upset on social media that, you know, there was no warning about this closure, which is unfortunate. But as is the case with any restaurant, if they tell you, hey, we're going to close in 2 weeks, you start dropping off. People will start finding new jobs. By the time you get to the end, you have no employees. It's an impossible situation to be in. And Lady and Sons isn't the only restaurant that has closed without warning. You know, that's kind of how you have to do it. Come to understand that some employees got a little bonus in their checks. I've been told that everybody was paid, and I haven't confirmed this, but I was told that everybody was paid a few days before that day that they closed, and they didn't understand why. Paychecks went out a few days before. If that's not true, I'd like to know if it is or not. But I was told by a couple of people that a payroll went out a few days before it closed, and again, people didn't understand why, but now we know why. Some people got a little bonus. I'm guessing, I don't know, I'm assuming at this point, and I hate to do that, but some people did. That's kind of the way it goes. I hate it for some people to especially those who worked there a long time, all of a sudden you're without a job. But what do you do? What do you do? Like I said a minute ago, you can't give everybody 2 weeks advance warning to go find another job because we're going to close, because they'll be gone the next day and you won't have a business and you won't have anything. So there couldn't be any prior warning. And so it had to be done the way it had to be done. And I know Paula Deen. I consider Paula Deen a lowercase f friend. Haven't seen her in a minute, but she and I have had a lot of wonderful conversations. She's given me some great advice over the years. And I know Paula Deen, and I know it was heartbreaking for her and her family and whoever it is that was involved in the decision to have to pull the plug on that place. I mean, as I wrote in my piece at eatinlikeit.com, you know, 36 years is almost half her life. As I record this, she's 78, and the boys are in their 50s. That's more than half their life. This place dominated their lives. And so now it's closed. And I'm, you know, mentally, they've kind of moved on from it for quite a while. Paula usually came around only for book signings. She wasn't certainly in the kitchen cooking. But I'd see Jamie in there pulling boxes out of the kitchen, take them out to the trash. Jamie was working in there for a long time after he needed to. Let's put it that way. And good for him. You know, you chuckle and say you're broken. You find a hobby. Well, I guess that was his hobby. He enjoyed it. I'm sure he did. And good for him. But, you know, you hate to do it, but it is what it is. Come to find out, I took a walk down there and come to find out that the gift shop is still open, wide open, 50% off on a lot of items. But that is your segue into understanding that the Paula Deen brand isn't going anywhere. It's still alive and well.
It's just not, you know, taking up three stories at the corner of Whitaker and Congress in downtown Savannah anymore. She has restaurants. I think it's called Paula Deen's Family Kitchen in several locations around the country. I think Gatlinburg and others in Tennessee and, you know, other places not here. Don't have a list of where she was. They had a short run, I know, in the panhandle of Florida. They opened and closed, but there are Paula Deen restaurants out there that you can track down. I think Branson, Missouri is one. You can go and enjoy the Paula Deen experience if you like. You just can't do it here in Savannah. I saw one lady mention on social media, shame on you for, you know, doing restaurants and all these other places and ignoring the place that made you famous. Well, you don't need me to sit here and tell you that Savannah's changing. Savannah's changing quite a bit. And this restaurant was three stories and this restaurant is huge. And I think we would all agree that that property is quite valuable. And if you choose to sell it, you're going to command a few dollars for that building. If they choose to sell it, I have no idea what the plan is for that building. But, you know, it's the end of an era, and everybody, when something big like this happens, there's a lot of hand-wringing. There's a lot of everybody wants things to end the way they want. And there are a lot of people who are saying good riddance, and I didn't like her, and she was a terrible businesswoman. And, you know, there's all of that noise out there. And there's going to be anytime someone of Paula Deen stature, you know, does whatever. People always have an opinion. There are people, you know, you get a $500 severance, so it's not enough. She could afford to give us more. Well, it's none of your business what you got. Some people work at Burger King for 35 years and get a box of crayons and a gold watch and say, okay, come back to eat at Burger King for the rest of your life for free. Have a nice day. Thanks for your service. I mean, I'm being silly, but you get the point.
But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for a lot of people, but it is what it is. Restaurant closes, people move on. And we do what we got to do, right? So I was sad to see it go, but as I just shared with you, I hadn't been in a number of years, so I wasn't entirely surprised that they finally pulled the plug. But I also know that it's comical. Is she leaving Savannah? Is it? No. Still see Paula at the bodega. Still see Paula going to eat at Despacito's. You still see Paula, you know, popping around town. You see it on Facebook. I laugh when Paula goes out to eat. People still post pictures saying, hey, saw Paula. Hey, saw Paula. Paula's a sweet lady. Paula's a sweet lady, and I wished her nothing but success and happiness in everything that she and her family have done. You know, you go back to when she was the bag lady and the boys were delivering bag lunches door to door, and you read stories that she was suffering from, you know, depression and anxiety and all kinds of issues trying to run her small business. And finally, you know, she was blessed with all of the everything that came their way. And so it's literally a rags to riches story. And how do you not celebrate that? The haters out there drive me crazy. How do you not celebrate that? Good for them. Good for the Deans. Good for Paula. And good for everybody that that enjoyed a 36-year run in downtown Savannah and are continuing to enjoy success at a different kind of success at a lot of different levels. So as I ended my piece on EatItLikeIt.com with, you know, 36 years is nearly four decades. Congratulations, Art Order. They got mine, and it's from my seat. They deserve everybody's. They deserve a lot of people's. And I know they got them. I saw the sentiment on social media. There are a lot of people who are like, oh, bummer, but good for them, which is how it should be in my book. And I think a perfect place to end this podcast. So if you've got any opinions, I'd love to hear from you. Tips, you T-I-P-S, at EatItLikeIt.com. Otherwise, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next time here on the Eat It Like It podcast.